K-State. All right, so you get to stay pretty much close to home playing for K-State. What does that mean for you to play in-state and play for Bill Snyder?
I mean, being close to home, that really wasn't too major for me. The only thing that made it major was my daughter. But besides that, I mean, it's not a problem with me being far away. And playing for Coach Snyder, I mean, he's a legendary coach, so that speaks for itself.
What did the coaching staff at K-State tell you that made you want to go there?
They didn't tell me anything special. You know, they just pretty much, I felt like they had my best interest at hand. I felt like at the end of the day, I want to be around some coaches that's like the coaches I'm around now, and I feel like they're similar to that.
What advantage do you think you have over some people who are, you know, who are going to be coming into this next class who don't have college football experience?
You mean the guys out of high school?
Well, yeah, high school, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just to know that I didn't play on the college level, you know, and against some college guys that's actually going to compete at some bigger schools, because, you know, I didn't want to get some guys that's committed to Florida State and everything like that. And, you know, just to know that you got an extra 2 years of somebody else out of high school, you know, they still got to develop strength. You know, they got to develop mentally, everything. I mean, you still got that over them after doing 2 years in junior college. So.
What's the one thing that you want to continue in developing in your game?
I would have to say I definitely need to get in better shape, and I would have to say working on my hands more and really working on getting off blocks better and keeping my leverage staying low.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be in not only just in K-State, but going to the Big 12?
I mean, it's a great opportunity. It's a great conference. You know, a lot of guys that came in and dominated the Big 12. You know, I really can't name none recent since Sue and Gerald McCoy and, you know, all those guys. But, you know, it's definitely a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm. And what'd your family say?
Oh, they was excited. They was excited. You know, they just excited that I get the opportunity to play D1 ball. So.
Mm-hmm. And your daughter, what does that mean for you to have a relationship with her real close by?
I mean, it's a big thing for me, but like I said, she got a great mom, so I mean, it ain't like I'm going to have her 24/7, you know what I mean? So, you know, when I get the opportunity to get her, I will have more opportunities now. I'm out of junior college, because there'll be more money there and everything like that, so it'll be a better opportunity for me.
What's the thing you're most proud of in your days here at Dodge City?
I would have to say just really getting on track, getting my mind right, getting organized, you know, getting school together, you know, and just graduating. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing for me.
And what's going to be your major at K-State?
Sports management, but they told me they don't have sports management, so I'm going to end up doing business management.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, great. Well, we look forward to seeing you in the field next year, and better get a lot of purple.
Okay, thanks, man.